We're 60 seconds from your shot caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and we like to say money can't buy happiness.
Yeah. I would be happy being depressed in a yacht or like in a Lamborghini rather than just regular depressed.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know what I mean? It's a really good point.
I bring that up because there was a new study from the University of Pennsylvania that found, despite what everybody says, money actually can buy happiness.
A little bit.
I agree.
I see it. Yeah.
You need enough not to be stressed out all the time.
I mean,
right?
We say money and Alexis is beaming ear to ear.
Like, that is happiness.
She's like, I have done, but I'm still happy.
Before I tell you the details from that, there was a similar study done from about a decade ago, and it found more money does make us happier, but they said it plateaus at 75 grand.
Yeah, I remember that. Right? And then at a certain point, it picks back up where it makes you unhappy again.
That's, I can see
right?
that.
Well, they're wrong.
Oh, what?
Because in the new study, researchers had 33,000 people use an app called Track Your Happiness, and there was no plateau in sight.
Really?
It keeps going up?
They found as long as your income doubles, then your happiness goes up. It doesn't matter if that's 25 grand to 50 grand, 100 to 200 grand, 12 billion to 24 billion.
Yeah,
whenever you have more money, you have more choices about how to live your life, and so, that alone feels really good.
So yeah, Elon Musk actually got happier this year.
He did.
I thought that he had so much money that he didn't actually care, but you're saying he cared.
He does. He's actually the happiest person on Earth right now.
Wow.
Temporarily. And researchers also found the only thing that can make you happier than getting a ton of money.
Love. Please tell me love.
It's getting electrocuted with a dog shock collar. You're close, bro. Close. But it's time for the shock collar question of the day. We have a bucket full of names. We're going to draw one out, see who gets asked a trivia question. If you get the answer wrong, your punishment is to be shocked while singing a song. So text in to 78592 and tell us what song you want to hear. Jose's drawing a name out because he had the shock collar last. And who did you get, Jose?
Alexis Speedy Nugget Fuller.
Speedy Nugget.
Speedy,
I don't know. I like chicken nuggets.
Okay.
All right. Speedy
run.
Nugget. It makes sense.
She's putting on the shot collar while that happens. Digital Jake, read us a shot collar question of the day.
Okay, radio experts.
Okay.
You're on the radio each morning, so you must know all about it and how it works,
oh
right?
Oh, my God. People think that all the time. Like,
Alexis has been in radio for, like, 6 months.
Yeah.
This is a terrible question for her.
Well, if you didn't know, in the music industry, the term top 40 references the current most popular 40 songs happening right now.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But why not top 30? Or top 50? Or top 69?
Hey, wow. Nice.
Well, good point.
Okay.
You need to be the program director.
Yeah.
The term top 40 has a very specific origin, and how did it come about? Please tell me, Alexis, how did the music industry come up with the term top 40?
Ooh. All right, old radio people in the room.
Okay,
so when did that term start?
Well, it had to have started in like the 60s, I would guess.
It was a 50s Billboard or 60s. Thing, from what I remember.
But here's my guess. Before I was in radio, okay?
Okay, sure. Thank you for clarifying.
They used to have to run like actual tapes. Like they were called carts and they would be numbered. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that your rack of tapes that you had could only hold 40.
Oh.
And so they would just put the top 40 on there because those were the top ones that people could fit in the rack.
They didn't make any racks that could hold more than 40
slots. I'm
just
saying,
but they're so big,
I'm guessing the one, I don't know because I never ran radio this way. I always had computers. Thank you very
sure.
much.
Yeah, sure.
But that's my idea.
Okay. It's funny to look at those old videos of people in back in the day putting the carts in because they have to be so on top of it and they're really jazzed. I'm like, all right, coming up next, it's your favorite song by Billy Joel. Top 40.
Big
and then they slam it home.
Yeah.
I have another idea.
Okay.
All
okay.
Right.
I don't know if he was the originator or not, but Rick Dees and the Weekly Top 40 was like where the jam was. What if they just picked 40 because it rhymed with Rick Dees?
Do those rhyme?
Rick Dees and the Weekly Top 40.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember this.
I know it's stupid, but radio's pretty dumb, you guys.
It's possible. Yeah. Let's get the question one more time.
In the music industry, the term top 40 references the current most popular 40 songs happening right now. It has a very specific origin about how it came about, and I'm giving you no hints because if I do, this is easily gettable. Please tell me, Alexis, how the radio industry came up with the term top 40.
Was Rick Dees really popular?
Rick Dees was like
guy.
Yeah. My dad loved Rick Dees.
Okay, so he was like a big name.
Maybe you can only actually play 40 songs in a single day over the course of the full day.
That's not bad. Like, but like, I mean, we definitely paid more than 40 songs.
I know, I'm just doing radio math. Like, three minutes per song times 40, but add in a couple commercial breaks, carry the two. Okay. It's 24 hours.
On the dot.
I don't think that's
what it is.
I'm not
good at math, so you might get me on that.
Solve for X, it's 40.
You're like, then why does our station only play 5 songs?
Yeah. Yeah. If we're lucky.
Because we talk too much.
Okay, here's another option.
Oh, wow.
What if when they printed the charts in the newspaper, 40 songs is what fit?
It's weird that everything can only fit 40 things.
I don't know.
There's only 40 slots on the rack. There's
only 40 spaces
on the newspaper.
Maybe they could fit 44, but how dumb would it be? Like, just round down at that point.
Oh, okay.
Right?
Even
like 10.
No, Brooke says that's stupid.
I don't know.
All right. I'm just throwing out guesses. That's okay. I'm going to go. You guys all knew about the whole cart system thing.
Yeah, that's
with
way
the tapes
back in
and
the
stuff.
Day.
I'm going to go with that. That I think the carts could only fit 40 songs on them.
On the rack.
On the rack.
The reason that the most popular songs of the time were named top 40 and not another number all comes down to practicality. If you were out and about in the 1950s,
too early.
You might go into a malt shop or a burger joint, and while you were there, most likely they would have a jukebox on site. And how many songs could fit in a jukebox in the early 50s?
It was a space thing.
That's right, 40 songs, hence the term top 40.
Okay.
The jukebox.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, close.
Oh, man.
Now
right.
With digital, it's like, the top 50,000.
Yeah. I'm like standing in the corner of a bar for 2 hours trying to decide.
Yeah.
I'm like,
I can't pick.
Oh, man. Okay, Alexa, somebody wants to hear a song from the 1950s.
Oh, yay!
Mr. Sandman by the Cordettes.
Do you know that song?
I don't know.
It's like bum, 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 bum.
Oh, I know the bung, bung, bung part. Yeah, I don't know the rest.
You can do the bung, bung,
bung.
All of it?
Yeah.
Just the bung, bung, bung?
Sure.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Bung, 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 bung. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Bung, 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 bung. Give him two lips like rose and clover. Bung, 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 bung. Then tell him that his lonesome nights are over. I have no idea what that song is.
If we had a jukebox, I would fill all 40 slots with Alexis's version of that song.
Well, thank you.
That's your shock collar question of the day.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
More shocking than when your real dad showed up to your 7th birthday party. But still left mid-birthday song. It's the mass speaker. We'll have a brand new confession from a listener who single-handedly ruined an entire family get-together. You're going to feel better about your own mistakes when you hear brand new mass speaker coming up at 7:10.
You don't know me.
A confession I can't take back.
I am
the masked speaker.
If you've ever dreamed of what it would be like to be a snitch in the witness protection program, this is pretty close.
Okay.
It's the masked speaker. Uh-oh. One of our listeners is ready to squeal and finally get something off of their chest. She's chosen to go by the alias Ashley.
Oh. Ooh. Very common name.
Very spooky name. Ashley, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Ooh, Ashley. Hello.
That voice. All right, Ashley, you are today's mass speaker. Your phone line's being run through our voice changer, so whenever you're ready, go ahead. Tell us your confession.
Okay, so don't judge me.
I love when people start like that.
Yeah.
Only because, Ashley, it means it's really juicy.
It's funny having her with the voice changer.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Okay, we already made your voice. We're going to judge you here.
What's going on, Ashley?
So, a long time ago, I was engaged to the love of my life, and I thought, you know, we'd be together forever, but then I screwed up.
Okay. Oh.
How long ago was the engagement?
Oh, this was years ago, actually.
Okay. I'm guessing you mean you cheated on him.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Go through the story.
So one night during Christmas vacation, we were staying at his family's vacation home.
Okay.
And I drank a little too much, along with a few of the other people there.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up cheating on him with his own brother.
Oh, man. Oh. Those are the worst.
How How was it?
That is not the question.
Oh, sorry.
That is not the question.
I meant how did that happen?
Yes. Okay. Yes.
Just say better or worse.
Yeah.
At least.
I can't give an honest rating because we were caught in the act.
No.
Oh, that's worse.
No, he caught you or somebody else did?
Well, there was a lot of screaming and crying, and so the whole house knew.
No.
And
loud.
I got kicked out.
Oh, you got
that's
kicked
not what
out.
She meant.
I thought it was like during there.
No.
Was
no. No,
not in a good way. Got
yeah,
it.
Of course you got kicked out. Oh,
oh
my
yeah.
God.
I don't understand.
Wow.
How does this even happen? How do you get yourself into that situation?
So you've never gotten blackout drunk? Like,
no. I mean,
yeah,
that's happened,
still.
But it's like you're with your boyfriend's family
your
in
fiance.
Their your fiance's family in their family home. How do you and the brother end up coming to be?
It's as simple as everyone playing a game or everyone, you
you're
know.
You're playing Monopoly and then one second, next thing leads to another.
No, I mean, like, did you have feelings for him prior? Had you ever seen his brother and been like, oh, he's hot or something? Just
I mean, the whole family's really good looking. Like, let's be honest.
That makes sense.
Okay.
You're saying
so
the mom even almost got
you could have gone for any of them that night. <Right. guy.
laughs> Okay, so they kicked you out after that?
Yeah, they kicked me out.
Aww.
Yeah,
they should have kicked the brother out too.
Well, but it's family. Like, does the brother and your fiance still talk? Do you even know? Or your ex-fiance?
I mean, I'm not sure because a few days later, my fiance, the love of my life, he broke up with me.
Right.
Yeah.
You would dump him too if he slept with your sister.
Yeah, I totally understand. And I'm really sad and sorry about it. But yeah, like a few years later, you know, I ended up getting married to someone else and I haven't told my now husband about what happened with my ex.
Oh, does he have a brother? We need to watch out.
That feels like a yes. That feels like a yes.
A very attractive brother from the sounds of that laugh.
Oh my gosh, you haven't told him? Why does he think that you broke up with your first fiance?
So, I mean, I just told him that, you know, it's like we grew apart as people or whatever. The normal BS everyone says.
You know, the only thing that worries me is that you still refer to your ex-fiance as the love of your life.
Yeah.
Like, you've brought it up multiple times during this call, even though you're now married to a different dude.
That's a good point.
Well, I mean, and here's the other thing. Like, we have, like, a baby. We're totally happy. And my husband thinks we named the baby after my great uncle.
What?
When in reality, I named him after my ex-fiance.
That's worse than the cheating.
No. Oh, wow.
You know your ex-fiance has seen that, right? And thinks you're absolutely a nut.
Oh, my
like,
gosh.
That is insane. Why would you do that?
It's just like, it's a way to keep him around.
Oh.
His middle name's I Miss You.
Girl. Girl.
Wow.
Oh, now, see, yeah,
that
I feel
is...
like that last part is a bigger confession than
yes.
the first one.
Yeah. The cheating's
you,
whatever Jose. Now.
Because that's in the past, but it feels like you want to be in a relationship still with him.
You're like reminded every day.
I mean, I love him. I still love him. What can I say?
Is he moved on? Has your ex-fiance moved on?
I mean, he's blocked me everywhere, so I'm not sure.
Oh, okay.
That's
probably
tough.
For a good reason.
And what about his brother?
I'll check.
Yeah.
Is he still in the picture somewhere?
I can't go back to that.
Okay. Okay. That's going to be your next son's name.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, very brave of you to come on and share that.
Yeah. Do you feel better after you share it, or...
It's just nice to, you know, actually say it out loud. And, you know, you are masking my voice, right?
Yeah. You do need to move on, though. You know that, right? You need to really put all of that in the past.
Yeah, my therapist tells me that.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're doing the work, honey.
Yeah.
Well, text in to 78592. If you have a confession that's been eating away at you, we'll protect your identity and use a voice changer so you can be the next masked speaker. Your phone tap's coming up. Let's do a phone tap. What do you guys say?
I'm in.
Yeah.
Today, Brooke poses as a corporate HR rep to tell a guy that the company just hired his new boss. And you might hear from the sound of his voice that he's familiar with the name, probably because he broke up with her about 6 months ago.
No!
Talk about uncomfortable.
What a nightmare.
And Brooke's about to make it worse in your phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. Weekday mornings on the 20s.
Hello?
Hello, is this Jack?
This is him.
Hi, Jack. My name is Sherry. I work in corporate human resources.
Okay, hey, Sherry.
Hi, I was just giving you a call because I'm sure you're aware that we've been looking for a new manager for the office.
Yeah, I did hear that they were going to try to fill that position.
Yeah, well, I just wanted to let you know we found a very exciting, ambitious person to fill the role. So,
oh, okay.
It's going to be great.
Who is it?
Her name is Kelly. She used to work over at marketing, and she is just blowing us away.
Kelly.
Yeah, Kelly.
Oh. Okay.
That was a funny O. Is there something wrong?
No, I just didn't expect that.
Okay. Do you know Kelly? I mean, did you work with her in the past or something?
I do know her. I didn't work with her.
So how do you know her then? Because your reaction is somewhat alarming.
We kind of dated in the past.
Dated?
Yeah, for a minute.
Oh, that's awkward. Because she's your boss now. I did not know
that. I mean, I didn't even know she was applying or had any interest in that job.
Yeah, she applied, got the job. I mean, hopefully you two can forget about the past and move on.
Yeah.
Did it end well, at least?
I mean, it ended.
Okay.
So.
Well, that's an answer. So Kelly, I'll tell you, is very excited to join the team. She already has some great ideas that she wants to implement in the office.
What do you mean ideas? She hasn't really even been here yet.
I really would recommend you giving her a chance. I mean, she is your superior now. So
no, I think I would have asked that about anybody who would have got the job. Just why would they want to be so quick to make changes?
Mm-hmm. Well, I sent her a picture of the office and she wants to switch up the seating. Kelly says our feng shui is way off.
Okay.
I mean, it's all for better productivity and team atmosphere. So she wants to move your workspace over behind Terry's desk.
You mean the spot next to the bathroom? Well, I mean, right in front of the bathroom door.
If that's how you want to think about it, then yes.
Have you been to the office? Because right where you're talking, like, you can hear everything and basically smell everything. You're practically in the bathroom at that point.
I just know that Kelly thought you were working with Terry more, so it'd be quicker to communicate.
Right.
I mean, it seems to make sense on our end.
You know she's doing this on purpose, right?
Purpose?
Is what it seems.
She doesn't seem malicious at all to me. In fact, she never even brought up your name. I don't think she really cares.
Is anybody else getting moved? Anybody else's desk getting moved?
I don't think that is something that you need to know.
Okay.
Okay, we're going to move forward because this isn't looking good on you right now. And I just want to let you know that Kelly told me she wants to reassign new roles in the office as well.
New roles, just completely new roles. So everybody's getting a new role.
No. We'll use you for an example. You're going to still have the same job, but she's going to give you the title of Master of the Office.
Master of the Office.
Uh-huh.
What does that even mean?
It just means that you're going to be in charge of office stuff. Changing the printer ink, watering the plants at the end of the day, replacing all the toilet paper rolls. Which you'll be right by the bathroom, it sounds like. So that should be convenient.
So like a janitor, a handyman. I mean, there's no shame on that, but like that's not my job. Like,
you know,
I'm not understanding why I would get assigned these tasks.
I know you think that this is about you, but to be honest, I don't even think she knows that you're there.
Oh, no. She knows very well where I work and that I work here.
She's also starting a new thing called Dog Day Tuesdays, which will allow you to bring your dog to work. I mean, that's a good thing, right?
She knows I'm allergic to dogs. Like, this is clearly set up. I mean,
well, she doesn't know that because she also said that the master of the office, which is you, will be in charge of any of the messes during Tuesdays.
I don't understand why you're giving her such a clear pass for any of this, because it's very clear to me what's going on.
What's going on?
I mean, she's obviously getting back at me for whatever may have happened, didn't happen.
Okay.
And my ex-girlfriend should not be my boss.
That's one theory. Have you thought about another theory that she actually contacted us to do a prank phone call on you?
A prank? No. Kelly?
Yeah, this is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning. We're doing a phone tap on you.
No. Oh, my God. Oh,
I'm not with HR. Your ex, Kelly, set
thank
you up.
Thank God you're not.
She told me that she heard you were looking for a new office manager and thought it would be funny to pretend it was her.
She did not do that. Oh, my gosh.
She sounds hilarious to me. I don't know why you would ever break up with someone like that.
Yeah.
Wake up every morning with phone tap. Tabs, weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
It's almost time for your awkward Tuesday phone call. And we've all heard the phrase, skeletons in your closet.
Yes. Yeah.
If you didn't know, it refers to someone having a dark, hidden secret from their past that's haunting them wherever they go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know I don't have any skeletons in my closet.
Good.
But I do keep some bones in my underwear drawer.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right.
One listener said that she needed our help today because what she literally found inside her bedroom closet is way scarier than any skeleton.
Whoa.
In fact, she's completely freaked out. And she's worried that her strange discovery might actually ruin her relationship.
What?
So we'll find out what was in there and see if we can help when we do your awkward Tuesday phone call right after this.
It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's awkward Tuesday phone call.
Brooke, you and your husband have been together for over a decade now.
Oh my gosh, we have.
Do you think that you know everything about him?
Yeah.
He's not keeping any secrets from you.
No, but you're making me worried.
I mean,
especially with his music.
Because we have him on the phone.
Wait, yeah. Is he going on a second date?
I mean, I know for a fact that your husband is hiding at least one secret.
How would you know that?
Well, this is for a different segment. We'll talk about that later. We'll do Busted another day.
Okay.
I'm sure that'll come up.
Cute.
But you can understand that feeling of thinking that you know everything there is to know about your partner and then one day suddenly finding out some weird new information.
Yeah, like, I don't love you anymore.
Okay, that's sad. That's sad information.
Yeah, it was sad.
Well, that's why one of our listeners contacted us for help today, because she just discovered something about her husband that she never knew before.
It could be a good surprise, you guys. It doesn't necessarily mean it's bad.
Well, let's find out. Let's talk to Kayla. Kayla, how you doing?
I've been better.
See, it's not good.
Dang it. I was hoping it was like he's a secret cake baker and he makes amazing decorative cakes.
She called him. He had this talent the whole time.
We're going to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah. Well, we'll find out in just a second. But first, tell us, what's your husband's name?
Tommy.
Now, okay. I've always known that.
Yeah.
All right. How long have you and Tommy been married?
Well, we've been married 4 years, but we've been together for almost 7 years.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Okay. So what happened between you and Tommy?
Well, the other day I was cleaning out our walk-in closet. And...
Oh, all right, fancy.
Yeah.
You say walk-in closet? Brooke's like, ooh, rich people.
Yeah, well, I looked in the closet and just way in the corners under a bunch of old sweaters, I found this weird box. Uh-huh. And so I opened it and I looked inside and it had this really weird collection of items.
Ooh, what kind of items?
Well, it had a bunch of pictures of this really attractive blonde girl. And I'm thinking maybe this is 10, 12 years ago.
Okay, so before you guys were together. So this may be his Xbox, you know, where you keep all your stuff from your exes.
Mm. Oh, I was like, Xbox?
Yeah.
Brooke, playing video games.
You do not know how video games work.
No, but okay, yeah, X.
Okay, so it has pictures of your husband and some other blonde girl?
Yeah, I mean, just, you know, on the beach and then somewhere at a shopping mall and together at a carnival. And first there's the pictures and then there's these random objects like a corkscrew and it's labeled Stacy's corkscrew.
Oh.
Huh.
And then there's a cloth napkin with red lipstick mark on it. And that's inside a sealed Ziploc bag. And the bag is labeled Stacy's napkin. And then there was also a woman's hair ties.
Oh, my God. Oh. He's a stalker.
Oh, wait. Or he's setting Stacy up for a crime and he needs DNA.
Yeah,
that's what I mean. I'm really freaked out. I'm wondering, is he some sort of stalker and I didn't notice? I mean,
See
the hair strands, everything. Everything. I mean,
Hold on, Kayla.
Deep breath, Kayla. You're getting ahead of yourself.
Yeah, just take a breath. So do you know who Stacy is?
No, I don't. I mean, that's also what's weirding me out. I mean, look, I know sometimes people keep old photos and memories, but I've never heard of this Stacy person before, ever. It's really creeping me out.
Yeah.
Okay. Do guys usually keep their ex's stuff? Girls keep, like, hoodies, you know? Yeah. Guys keep stuff.
Well, we're usually smarter about where we hide them, not inside of our closet.
I was cleaning out an old drawer that had, like, some old, like, love notes and stuff in it from dudes.
In your house?
Yeah, just, like, in a little box of memories, like, some pictures.
We need to call her husband.
No, he knows about about them. It's not a secret. Why I threw most of it away.
Why do you have them?
I don't know. Just keepsakes.
Brooke, you need
I need to remind myself that I was once wanted. I don't know.
Oh, wow.
But your husband loves you.
Oh, my God.
Does that happen to all old people?
That's
not boding well for Kayla right now.
Like old stuff.
I get rid of those. It's cringy, bro.
Yeah,
my husband has some too. I don't think it's that big of a deal.
Hey, guys, can you focus on me for a second? I called. I need your help.
Okay.
I mean, it was
just I'm sorry about that, Kayla. So you found this box filled with weird stuff labeled Stacy's things. What's going through your mind? What do you think the explanation could be?
I mean, what I want to know is who is Stacy? Why does he have this stuff? I really need to confront him about it, but I just don't know how to do it.
So wait, I mean, you haven't talked to him about it at all?
No, I just found the box the other day, and my mind is going to some bad places. I mean, things you guys were talking about, like, is he a stalker?
Yeah.
Oh, I think it could just be his ex's things. I think the labeling is strange, but is he a type A person? Like, some people just are label freaks, you know, that, like, organize everything.
I know you think so, Brooke, but I don't think keeping your ex's stuff is normal. I don't
unless you're still in love with them.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. Unless you still have That's some kind true. Of attachment.
It's part of your life. I mean, like, they were people that come and go. That doesn't mean that you still want to be with that person.
Yeah, you want to remind yourself of happier times. No. That's what you said.
I mean, it's in the back of a closet. It's not like he's visiting this box
That's a good
all the
point.
Time.
How
you know?
Do you
it's
know
not...
that?
Yeah, exactly. He could go smell the napkin every day
okay.
after work.
Okay. I don't know that. I'm just trying to be optimistic here.
Okay, well, all right, let's carry that optimism through this song. We're going to come back. We'll give you some advice, Kayla, and then we will call your husband, Tommy, for you and let you make your awkward Tuesday phone call.
Okay.
Okay,
take
some breaths, okay? It's going to be all right.
All right.
This is the first time ever in Awkward Tuesday history where we have a 50-50 chance of someone admitting to a crime they committed years ago.
Wow.
That shouldn't excite me because it's someone's life, but still.
Stacy was your average all-American girl from a small town. She was just the girl next door until one day she went missing.
Okay.
This is getting scary.
Yeah, that's too real, man.
Actually, she didn't go missing. Her lipstick-stained napkin in one of her hair ties did.
There we go.
Fast forward a decade later, a crackjack squad of radio personalities took a phone call and solved the case that had stumped police for years.
Oh, my God.
Stay tuned for the mysterious case of the box of random crap in the back of the closet.
Okay. Your trailer turned south for me.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, it got a little less interesting towards the end.
Oh, okay, well, if you're just tuning in for the Awkward Tuesday phone call, we've got a woman named Kayla who found a box in the back of her husband's walk-in closet.
Yep.
And it was filled with a bunch of random items that were labeled and put in Ziploc bags. Everything belonged to a girl named Stacy.
And there was always also pictures of her husband with Stacy. I mean, before, of course, the marriage and the relationship.
Yeah.
It's not a cheating thing that we're worried about.
The weird thing is that her husband has always mentioned all of his ex-girlfriends, but has never mentioned anybody named Stacy before.
Yeah.
So there's some sort of secret that's being kept here.
There has to be.
Or a miscommunication. I mean, have you ever thought that maybe, like, I don't know, there was an ex named Christina, but she went by Stacy sometimes, and he just failed to mention that part.
Okay. And you're always up to no good, Brooke. You're giving him too much benefit.
Is that what you think, Kayla? You think this is all just a big miscommunication?
I hope it is, but it's so bizarre.
Yeah.
I think your challenge in this phone call for you is going to be keeping a level head. I mean, even when we were talking to you just a moment ago, you were kind of like snowballing a little bit.
I'm trying to keep it together. I did do some breathing.
Yeah. Okay. That's good.
You know it's bad when Brooke is the one being like, you're kind of being emotional right now. I mean, Brooke cries like every 10 minutes on the show.
I do cry a lot. But I'm just saying, when you talk to him, you need to be calm.
Okay.
You need to make a safe space for him to tell you whatever it is that's in that box.
Unless he's in the wrong, then you can go off.
No!
She's right. Alexis is right.
All right.
This is a 22-year-old who's never been married.
Here we go. We're about to dial your husband's phone number. You ready to do this, Kayla?
Yes.
Okay. Here we go. I'm dialing the number now.
Hello.
Hey, hon, it's me.
Oh.
How you doing?
Hey.
Good. Your number came up weird. What's up, baby?
Oh, not much. Just wanted to see how your day is going.
You know, usual.
So then you have a minute?
Of course. What's going on?
Well, it's just something kind of happened. It's a little weird, and I just wanted to ask you about it.
Yeah. What's up?
So, I was cleaning your closet the other day, and I found this box, kind of in the back of the closet.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about it?
I'm not sure which box you're talking about. We have a lot of boxes, honey.
Yeah, it's kind of a shoe box. It's got some purple stripes across it, and really brown. Yeah.
That box.
Yeah. Can you explain it to me?
Oh, you didn't look inside, did you?
Yes, Tommy, I looked inside, and I'm kind of worried. I mean, who's Stacy?
Oh, my gosh. Babe, honestly, no one or nothing that you need to worry about at all.
Don't worry about it? That's what serial killers say on TV shows.
Okay, calm down. Your mind is racing. It's not what it looks like. You don't need to go comparing me to serial killers. It's still me.
What do you mean
okay?
It's not what it looks like? I mean, you have objects that are labeled with Stacy's name all over them. I mean, that is what an obsessive psycho person does.
Okay, calm down.
Are you following her?
Take a breath, okay? Calm down. We'll talk about this later once I'm home, okay?
Later? No. So you can have time to come up with an excuse? No. I need to know now, Tommy, who's Stacy and why do you have a hidden shrine with all her stuff in it?
It's not a shrine, okay?
Is it someone you're still in love with?
Baby, it's complicated.
Tell me. Who is she? Who is she?
Fine. You want to get into it right now? Fine. Let's get into it right now.
Yes!
She's a girl that I went out with, like, for 2.5 dates, if that. Over a weekend, a really, really long time ago.
Oh
so you really don't need to worry
God.
About it.
Oh, my God. But it's a girl that you still think about.
No. Well, kind of. I mean, yeah. Look, I'm telling you, it's complicated, but it's not in that type of way, okay? It's not what you're thinking or what you're making it out to be in your mind. None of that.
No, I think you went on 2 dates? And you held on to all her stuff all these years, and you're telling me that that's not weird, that's just normal. What do you do when I'm asleep? You go in the closet and you sniff it while your wife's sleeping?
Oh,
I mean,
God.
2 days? You only went on 2 dates with this woman and you have her lipstick napkin?
Kayla, calm down. Calm down, Kayla. It's honestly not what you think. I'm just holding on to it for me so I can sell it, okay?
What?
Sell it?
Hello?
Sell it to who?
It just got worse.
Yeah.
That's freaky.
Tommy.
What's going on, Kayla?
Yeah, I mean, Kayla's still there.
I don't know what to say.
It's okay, Kayla. Just don't say anything right now. Let us take over for a second. Tommy,
okay. You're
on the radio right now with Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. We're doing something called an Awkward Tuesday phone call.
Yeah, this is awkward, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hi, Tommy.
I think the awkward part is on your end, though, where you're keeping a weird box of some woman's stuff that you want to sell.
Who's going to buy it? I don't understand.
Yeah, you need to explain.
Okay. First of all, Kayla, why are you even doing this? Like, why are you surprising me and putting me on the radio with something so sensitive like this? Like,
you freaked me out, Tommy. I didn't know who else to turn to. I didn't know how to address it. So, yes, okay, I got some help.
Yeah, and Tommy, you're deflecting right now. I think you need to start explaining a little bit more.
And if you're in the world of sales, this could be good for you. It's a little publicity, Tommy. I mean, I don't know what you're selling, but...
Yeah, tell us what's going on.
So here's what you guys don't know. Like, when we went out to, like, this beach town, and she forgot a few things. And I just picked them up because I figured, you know, whenever we see each other next, I can give them back to her.
Okay.
But
we never ended up seeing each other again. That was that. But I had stored the stuff. Like, you know, I never threw it out.
Like a hair tie? Like a girl's going to come back to ask you for a hair tie?
Oh, I need my napkin with my lipstick back. Yeah.
Well, maybe it's a Gucci hair tie, Brooke.
Okay. That's a good point.
You don't know.
I mean, like, we shed those things. Like, they're scales or something.
Yeah, always gone.
Okay. Oh, he was talking.
So you've held on to this girl Stacy's stuff for all these years?
Well, I kept that stuff. I didn't even think about it until I saw her on TV a few months ago, and she's like semi-famous now. So I was like, okay, if she blows up and gets super big, maybe this stuff might be worth something.
Well, you know? where did you see her on TV? Is this like on a reality show, or is this like on an episode of Cops?
Or she, yeah, right.
I saw her on the Food Network. She like won this huge competition. She's like really good.
Oh,
and if she goes on to become one of these huge celebrity chefs, I have something that could be worth a lot of money. That's all it is.
Huh. Okay. I don't feel like I'm buying your story right now.
I am.
Tommy, who's going to want an old corkscrew?
It's not an old corkscrew. It's Stacy's old corkscrew.
Mm. Oh. The businessman.
I don't know. Kayla, how do you feel about this? What are you thinking?
Tommy, you need to show me this show and this girl, because it's still odd to me.
You got it. She's actually a really good chef.
Oh,
we'll watch it together.
Well, don't compliment her too much, man. Okay, so you guys are willing to watch the show together?
Of course. You know what?
Yeah.
I'll do you one better. I have binoculars. I'll take you to this girl's house and show you how harmless the whole thing is.
Oh! Wait,
Tommy?
You're joking.
Of course I'm joking.
Oh my God. I was so worried.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
What role do you have when you go to your family's Thanksgiving dinners?
I love the croissants.
Are you the drunk one who starts political argument?
Oh, the drunk guy?
Like Jose did with his 9-year-old nephew last year?
Well, he was trying to talk to me about Fortnite. I'm like, you don't know how to play. You got a little kid hand.
Oh, really, Mateo? That's how you feel about paid family sick leave?
Yeah. Get out of here, Mateo.
Or are you the drunk one who burns the food? Like Alexis somehow did to the cranberry sauce.
Well, don't put me in charge of the food.
It literally
cranberry sauce.
You poured it out of a can.
Yeah. Oh, whatever.
No fire involved.
Are you like Brooke, the drunk one who makes a move on your cousin?
Oh, Brooke.
That was before I was married.
What is that sober?
At least the one you remember. You know what? Maybe you're none of those.
We're all drunk. I love
and you're just the drunk one who really doesn't want to be there like me.
And
does not care at all.
Okay, you're the sad, silent one in the corner.
Still drunk.
That's right. Actually, it reminds me a lot of our radio family during this next segment. It's a brand new Care or Don't Care.
Look at us.
Who's going to be too drunk for it? We'll find out coming up at 8:10. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and it's time for another edition of Care or Don't Care.
Okay.
If you don't know how it works, I read off a headline, then we go around the room and ask my co-hosts if they care to hear about it. If they do, you're going to hear an incredible, inspirational, motivational story to uplift your day and make the world a better place.
Exaggerating a lot.
Yeah, it's kind of an oversell.
If they don't care, that story gets turned into bad ozone and sent straight to Antarctica, where they'll release it to melt more ice.
Oh.
So if you want more global warming, then definitely don't care.
Don't do this to me, Jeffrey.
Global warming doesn't exist. I don't believe in
science. Don't say that. People don't think you're joking.
Oh, sorry. I'm totally kidding.
Well, let's get right to it with your first headline.
Polly wanna be a hero?
Care or don't care?
That was so weird. I have to care.
I hate birds. I don't care.
I already got two cares. Anton Wynn out of Brisbane, Australia, said he's lucky to be alive today. His last weekend, he was sound asleep in the middle of the night when he heard someone calling out his name in panic.
What?
Creepy, scary.
So he woke up, smelled a bit of smoke, and realized his house was engulfed in flames.
Whoa! No.
What, he's got fire alarms that call out his name?
As he ran to the back of the house to open the door to get out, he realized who was yelling his name that whole time. It was none other than Eric, his pet parrot.
Oh my God.
No way!
His parrot's name is Eric.
I love it! No, but but that's so cool.
It's amazing.
So Anton went back inside, grabbed a, quote, bag of stuff, and Eric, too, had to grab him.
Thank God.
And
yeah.
Made it outside in time. Firefighters said they were able to contain the blaze, but without Eric's help, Anton would have been a goner.
Wow, that's amazing.
All right, I don't like birds that much, but that's all right.
Wow. Okay. So, Polly want to be a hero? No. Polly is a hero.
That's right, Jeffrey.
Somebody give that bird a cracker. Let's see if you guys care about this headline. The hot new fragrance that's making people go, care or don't care?
I don't care.
I care. I want to smell good.
I want to care too. I care.
You think I don't smell good?
Maybe.
I don't know.
Did we get how many cares?
Two cares.
I got two cares. Ooh, that was close. We almost had to melt a glacier there for a second. Are you someone who loves the smell of an old musty book?
I do.
No.
Oh my God, I love it. Open it up and breathe it in.
Yeah. Or more important, are you trying to attract someone who's drawn to the smell of old musty books?
Ew.
My husband also loves the smell.
Well, if you don't know it, there's a famous bookstore called Powell's City of Books in Portland.
Love this place.
And they're selling a new unisex fragrance that makes you smell just like old books.
Interesting.
I am turned on in a literary way.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever attracted a girl that could read. This may not even work for me.
maybe though it's a way to get that 75-year-old English professor that you've always wanted to hook up with to raise your grades.
Okay.
Apparently they released the scent and I guess seniors are loving it.
Oh really? Okay. They're like, this was all a setup for me to say that I liked it. She can call me a senior. I see.
Oh, you smell like where the red fern grows. Can I show you my Moby Dick? There she blows.
If you're interested, you can pre-order that for $25 and they'll ship it to you by the end of the month.
All right, Secret Garden.
Oh, jeez.
All right, moving on to your next headline. This next story involves adorable puppies. Care or don't care?
Come on. Don't even toy with us.
There we go.
This will be the stupidest one, too.
If you're fully against getting a family puppy, you better get ready to say no a lot.
Uh-oh.
Why?
And I mean a lot, because according to a new survey, the average kid begs their parents for a puppy or some other pet 1,584 times before they turn 18.
Whoa.
Yeah, that makes sense. My 6-year-old got fish. Now she wants a hamster. I'm like, no, we're not turning this place into a farm.
It's called a gateway pet.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you.
The survey found 74% of kids have asked for a pet, and they ask an average of 11 times a month, starting at age 6. And during the holidays, it goes up to 18 times a month, and that persistence usually pays off.
Well, I mean, parents can only be so strong for so long.
After 1,584 times, you're probably going to give in.
Or those people that they're like, no, we said no, but then Santa shows up with a puppy, and then you're just stuck with one.
Oh, but puppies are so good.
I
love our family dog.
I wish I was more responsible and I could buy one.
Moving on to your next one. 90 is the new 20. Don't believe me? You will. Care or don't care?
Do not care.
I'm too young for this. I don't care.
I'm also too young. I don't care at all.
Are you sure, Brooke?
You guys are being so selfish, only caring about things that like apply to yourself.
That's
how about caring
true.
About some of our listeners out there who are 90? We have so many 90-year-old listeners
who
are desperate to hear this.
I care.
Still don't care.
Still.
You don't care about. Don't care about uplifting, positive stories that'll put you in a good mood.
Come on, care.
Okay,
you're
forget
making
it.
Me change
I'm just gonna read headlines from the national news now instead. Okay, nothing positive for the rest of the day. We're moving on.
You don't give us an option if you're gonna pout about it, Jeff.
This segment should be Make Jeff Angry.
All right, I just heard a 300-foot glacier fall into the ocean, by the way. Finally, Jeff's joke of the day. Care or don't care?
I'm too scared not to care, so I care.
He doesn't want to answer.
The fire is out.
What do you call sad coffee?
What?
Depresso. All right. I'm sorry to all the 90-year-olds that didn't get to hear the story about how to feel young again, but you know what? Blame my co-host. That's care or don't care.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. Win! Brooks! Bucks!
Brooke's going for 42 wins in a row today, but no one really cares about that.
What?
They just want to meet today's contestant named JC from DuPont. What's up, JC?
Yay, yay, yay.
JC, I can tell you're my type of person already, so I'm going to ask you, Thanksgiving dishes, lick, marry, kill.
I actually love this question.
Yes.
Turkey.
Lick, marry, kill.
Yeah, I'm going to kill the turkey first and then stuff it. Oh,
okay.
Stuff was not one of the options.
You've never played lick, marry, kill, have you?
No, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah. Okay.
I do like JC's answer. Yeah. Just stuff everything.
You okay?
Stuff it all. All
right. I know you'd agree with that, Jeffrey.
Yeah, let's send Brooke out of the studio, JC. While that happens, you know the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as possible, JC. If you don't know, when you can say pass, but you have to beat Brooke outright to win. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, man, here we go. Your time starts now. Today is National Cashew Day. Are cashews native to Brazil, China, or Monaco?
Brazil.
Who wrote the book, Oh, the Places You'll Go?
Pass.
For the seventh year in a row, what fast food franchise has received top honors for customer satisfaction?
McDonald's.
Who hosts the Netflix show all about decluttering called Tidying Up?
Pass.
In which city does the U.S. version of The Office take place?
Seattle.
All right, got your answers in. Brooke is going to come back into the studio. And so what Thanksgiving plans do you have this year, JC?
Well, I have my two of my boys that are deployed right now. They'll be coming back sometime this week.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Where were they deployed to?
I have one that is in the army that is deployed in Iraq, and I have one that's deployed in Afghanistan.
And they're both coming home?
And they're coming home.
Oh, I don't even have to see the video and I'm already crying.
All right, Brooke.
Okay, now let's
wipe
do
the
this.
Tears out of
I'm
your
good.
Eyes.
I'm good.
It's time to start doing some fun trivia. Here we okay. go. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, that's the right answer. Here we go. Your time starts now. Today's National Cashew Day. Are cashews native to Brazil, China, or Monaco?
Brazil.
Who wrote the book, Oh, the Places You'll Go?
Dr. Seuss.
For the seventh year in a row, what fast food franchise has received top honors for customer satisfaction?
Taco Bell.
Who hosts the Netflix show all about decluttering called Tidying Up?
Marie Kondo.
In which city does the U.S. version of The Office take place?
Pennsylvania. Pennsylvania?
Do you know what a city means?
Oh, you said it's Scranton.
It's too late now.
Oh.
All right. We got our answers in, though. We're going to go to the scoreboard and see how you did with Alexis.
And I live in a van down by the river.
Fuller.
Hey, my place is better than that.
You don't even know that clip.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah. No.
Oh, no.
You don't know what that's from?
No.
Oh, yikes.
Okay, whatever. JC, you got one correct today.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, yay. Oh,
God. I may have timed you, JC.
I love that spirit.
Ambra,
yeah.
You got two.
Sorry, buddy.
All right.
Yeah.
It's going to be a sad Thanksgiving at JC's house this year. Well, let's go over the answers. Today's National Cashew Day. Cashews are native to Brazil.
Yeah.
The person that wrote the book, Oh, the Places You'll Go, is Dr. Seuss. For the seventh year in a row, Chick-fil-A is the fast food franchise that has top honors for customer satisfaction. Mm-hmm. The Netflix show all about decluttering called Tidying Up is hosted by Marie Kondo. Did you give her a Kondo?
No, yeah, she said Kondo.
Yeah, and the U.S. version of The Office takes place in Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I was right, but wrong.
It took you way too long.
Yeah, just the fact
I said Pennsylvania, Alexis. You don't even know who Chris Farley is.
Whatever.
Get out of here. Leave the studio.
JC, so unfortunately, we can't give you any money, but just for playing, you do win a $20 gift card to Domino's Pizza.
And
yeah.
See, there you go.
Also, Domino's now has a 2-minute card-side delivery guarantee where if you tell them you've arrived and they don't deliver your pizza to you within 2 minutes, Brooke will call and yell at them for you until you're completely satisfied.
All right.
Yeah, so make sure you use that. She's on call 24/7 to do that.
I got your back, man. That's all I do all night long.
Thanks, Brooke. Even though if you won, it's all good.
It's all good, man. Enjoy the holidays. Your family deserves it so much.
Seriously, JC. Shout out to you and your boys.
All right. Thank you.
All right. We'll be back to play Winbrook's Bucks same time tomorrow.
Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.